Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail from north or south, or from the east or west? My heart is filled with love for all of these. I only know I swell with pride and deep within my breast I thrill to see, O glory, faint the breeze.
Thomas More, he's the guy, Chancellor of England, Roman Catholic. Famous movie, A Man for All Seasons, I recommend it. He was a lawyer, Chancellor of England. Refused to acknowledge Henry VIII's illegal marriage to Anne Boleyn. His famous movie, A Man for All Seasons, starring Paul Scofield, only movie of its kind. If you're interested in that period of English history, I highly recommend it. Then also, another Englishman was born today, Charles Dickens, great author who was very familiar with the working house and poor conditions that the poor people of England endured during the early 18th century, actually, going into the 19th century. Another great writer, orator, unfortunately, we didn't have electronics at that time, was Frederick Douglass, a freed slave, tried to persuade Lincoln to do some things, an impressive man whose birthday is today. And here's a rare Swedish composer, Carl Stenhammar, romantic, if you like romantic music, and it's somebody you ought to look into all his recordings, symphonies, serenades, very romantic, very lovely music. It's also Cole Porter's birthday. And in honor of that, we're going to play one of his favorite songs.
What was your name?
Mary. Mary Martin.
Oh,
Gracie tells me you're a singer.
She does.
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, tell me, what's your background, Miss Martin?
I come from Weatherford, Texas.
No, no, I mean your musical background.
I sang the lead in all the high school plays in Weatherford, and I sang in the lobby of the hotel in Mineral Wells.
Oh, that's very impressive. Like to sing something now?
Oh, I'd love to. Ah, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
You have a fine voice, Miss Martin, but not exactly what I need for this number. It's sort of a just not your type.
Ra, 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 ra.
Well, now, why don't you go over this with me? Maybe that Mineral Wells training might pay off after all.
Such a sweet millionaire. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine cinnamon hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs, it simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 daddy, yes. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly well, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy, so well. But my heart belongs to Daddy. But my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, though I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 daddy, yes. Though I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly well, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy treats it.
Came from the Western Public Radio archives. We had a damaged copy in the archives, but we do our best. The movie that that was used in was Night and Day, and Cary Grant played Cole Porter, and Mary Martin played herself. Great film from the early 40s, I think. Also today, interesting birthday is the writer for the New York Times. He started there as a copy boy and then wrote several books on the mob. Gay Talese. Now, he's not gay. His Italian name was Gaetano. So I guess he decided to anglicize it, but some people think that he was advertising that he was gay, which, as far as I know, he was not. Among the deaths today, another well-known Russian composer, Alexander Taneyev. Another romantic, not the time of Rimsky-Korsakov. The first U.S. Secretary of State to get the Nobel Prize, for peace was a guy named Elihu Root. He died today on this date. And then Henry Morgenthau, he is the father of the of Robert Morgenthau, the long time, I don't know if he's still the district attorney of New York. He should be about in his 90s. He's certainly in his dotage. Henry Morgenthau was the Secretary of Treasury in Franklin Roosevelt's administration, and he was also ambassador to Turkey and witnessed, so he said, the Ottoman Empire's extermination, racial ethnic cleansing of the Armenians. He later became FDR's Secretary of the Treasury, and he advocated that Germany should be turned into a pasture land after World War II. Another, now here's a German who was who died on this day, we believe, the notorious Dr. Joseph Mengele, who came from a wealthy farm machinery family. Still Mengele is still a big name in Germany. And he was the horrible doctor who performed all these experiments on people, primarily Jewish people and children, at Auschwitz. And he escaped. His family is alleged to have helped him. And there's a movie starring Gregory Peck called The Boys from Brazil, which is based on part of Mengele's life. Mengele fled, we believe, through Argentina, which Juan Perón, who was dictator at the time, claimed to be, well, he was like he was a national socialist, you could call him that, supported the Nazis. He was the only South American political leader to support the Nazis in World War II. And after the war, a lot of the Nazi war criminals who escaped from Europe came through Argentina. Adolf Eichmann, there is a connection through the Steve Neri case, and Juan Pifre, whose family bank was the oldest bank in Argentina, was believed to have acquired or held, we don't know if they still hold these assets at this time, of Europeans. That includes not only Jews, but Catholics, aristocrats, anybody else that the Nazis could rip off. This money was transferred overseas during the war and after the war. And so Argentina has a big connection to the Nazis and to Otto Skorzeny, Mengele, Adolf Eichmann, a lot of other people. And now and then, of course, in the field of espionage and intrigue, Richard Bissell, who was the CIA director for Kennedy at the time of the Bay of Pigs. That was when Kennedy sent in, supported Cubans who wanted to try to overthrow Castro. And it's, then on this date, these are some of the interesting events. The Romanov Empire, Romanov dynasty started with Michael Romanov, who became the first Tsar. This is important to people who live in the middle part of the country right now. They're worried about winter and snow. In 1812, around Tennessee, there was a fault called the New Madrid Fault. It has one of the biggest earthquakes, bigger than the San Francisco earthquake. This occurred in 1812 on this date. On this date also, from that part of the country, the great orator and Senator Henry Clay made this statement, "I'd rather be right than president." And then on this date, in 1882, there was the last bare-knuckle fight between the great boxer John L. Sullivan versus Paddy Ryan. That's the first time I heard of Paddy Ryan. And then on this date, the British Labor Party was formed. And then during the FDR administration, I think this was John Nance Garner, who was the vice president, a flag was created for the vice president. And John Nance Garner was a terrible man from Texas. He was Speaker of the House, FDR's first vice president. And he made the comment, this office, the VP's office, wasn't worth a bucket of warm spit. And then in 1945, General MacArthur did return to Manila and started the reconquest of the Philippines, and then later ordered the trial of General Yamashita, who was commander-in-chief of the Japanese forces, but couldn't control the Navy, Japanese Navy sailors, who went on a rape, murder, torture, rampage, and Yamashita took the fall for that. The famous U.S. Supreme Court, United States versus Yamashita, in which he was tried as a war criminal, and his case went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They did not rule in his favor, and he was executed. And then we have Senator Joe McCarthy, tail gunner Joe. He was a World War II veteran, a tail gunner in World War II, as was George Wallace. A lot of people don't know that. These guys served honorably. Senator McCarthy made the first charge that there were communists in the U.S. State Department. Also today, Authorine Lucy, getting back to Alabama and George Wallace, she was the first black admitted to the University of Alabama, and then she was expelled, and then the federal government, Kennedy administration, had to intervene to enforce the equal rights, of blacks throughout the country, but particularly in the South. And then on this date, Cassius Clay, also from Tennessee in the South, he decided to become a Muslim, and he renamed himself Muhammad Ali. And then who else do we have today? Corazon Aquino was elected president of the Philippines, but she was cheated out of the office because of vote fraud. This is another case that we were involved in, the Marcos theft of foreign aid money. And we'll get into that on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site and our AmicusVeritas.org, AmicusVeritas. And let's see. Well, I think that's all for today. Jean-Claude Duvalier, Papa Doc's son. Papa Doc was a doctor, a real doctor, but he was a horrible person, and horrible tortures he ordered inflicted on political enemies, real or not, by this group of thugs called the Tonton Macoute. He had a son, Baby Doc, who ruled in after became like Mubarak in Egypt and other of these dictators. They like to pass the title under their and power under their children, their sons. And Duvalier fled to France, many millions of dollars, a lot of it foreign aid money we gave. And then recently we hear he has returned and is being charged with public corruption. He should be convicted. Along the line in South America, we have this, I think, it's a little over excessive that Juan Williams, who I think he wrote a book, Eyes on the Prize, and he worked with the Washington Post, but he has recently was critical of, quote, the birthers. These are people who have been accused by the left wing of targeting Obama because he has not produced the birth certificate, so with all the birthers. Well, Juan Williams, question, he was born in Panama, according to the information we have. We don't even know if he's a U.S. citizen. Not only that, he has never responded to the question, why didn't he ask Governor Bill Richardson, the guy who started this whole thing about Obama being an immigrant, and he was caught on French television. We contacted his office. He never responded, and asked him if he made a mistake, he should apologize. And so he hasn't apologized. So we'll have to think that he is dodging the situation. Incidentally, his father was born in South America, although he was an American citizen, came from a prominent Brahmin Boston family. His mother was native of South America, but when she was pregnant with Bill Jr., she came to Pasadena, California, to make sure that he was born. He wasn't an anchor baby, but he made sure that he was born in the United States. So, and he's a lawyer and a controversial one. He's got a law degree. I don't know, incidentally, those of you who read the Examiner, the New Examiner, They have an excellent column by a law professor at the University of Tennessee who is picking up on the discovery, I guess you can put it that way, that we have too many lawyers. Not only that, they're creating a lot of problems, and they are part of a lot of a growing number of the problems in the United States. We'll get into this another day. We dealt with a legal malpractice last week. We had an interview with a lawyer who works for an insurance company that handles malpractice cases involving lawyers. Now, one of the things we're hearing about from Sacramento, and it affects what goes on in California spreads. A lot of it's good, too much of it is bad. One of the things are redevelopment agencies, and these originally were set up to redevelop areas that had been prosperous and had been highly developed and were on the tax rolls and weren't dilapidated. Well, the whole thing's become, a lot of it's become a racket. It's a real estate racketeering, RICO. And unfortunately, this was not one of the best things that the greatest mayor, the best mayor of San Francisco, ever did. If you want to see corruption, you should come to San Francisco or look at what's going on in San Francisco. We have city employees and ex-HUD employees who set up these bogus housing development corporations to get public money to build supposedly affordable housing. The problem with it, when they do build it, it's build and abandon schemes. We have the Peachtree Plaza, which $10 million went into, named after a sexual predator, an illegal alien, and a supporter of terrorism against Americans in the military. That building was built in honor of a sexual predator and an illegal alien. Not only that, they just let the building deteriorate, and they tried to raise the rents on the poor tenants 400%. I don't think that these rent increases managed to stick, or they got away with it, but the building is falling apart. The tenants complain that the management, which was connected to Juan Pifre, never did anything to improve the premises, and this is what goes on. And the thing is, under these financing deals, that the people who set up these housing projects, and they're set up individually because they want to limit the liability, after X amount of years, I think it's 20 years, they get to keep they get title to the property. They can tear it down and kick all the tenants out. So, but all along, the American taxpayer has paid for these things. But we pay, but we don't own. That's the way it goes. And what's going on in San Francisco, we've had people come in here, work for the city, and then set up these housing corporations and then use their position to steer millions of dollars to the housing corporations that they are illegally connected to. And this is going on all across the country. So Governor Jerry Brown, he was very big on this stuff during the 70s, with a guy named Ian Donald Turner, who was on the plane with Ron Brown that crashed in Croatia or Yugoslavia. We don't know why a real estate, affordable housing developer was supposedly over in Croatia at that time. It makes you wonder. Anyway, he's come around to realize that redevelopment isn't viable. And it's not helping people that was set up to help. And one of the other scandals here in San Francisco is the armory, which, you know, armories around the country, when they're not being used to house the National Guard or to deal with civil unrest, in the event of a weather disaster or a disaster like they have back east, they become turned into shelters for people in the region and in the area. But in San Francisco, they were turned over to an S&M, a video company where the most horrible S&M practices go on and are videotaped and are available on the World Wide Web. And there's limitations on what we can show and will show, even under the guise of under education and public information. Now, the other thing is I would recommend to people see the movie A Year of Living Dangerously, which was a similar uprising in Indonesia back in 1965 I was against Sukarno, also named Big Bung, and he had an idea called Guided Democracy. He had the communists, he was working with them, and they're still very big in that area and also in Mindanao in the Philippines. But nobody's looking at Indonesia and what happened. 500,000 people were killed in that revolution. And what happened was finally the army under its general Suharto and his crook family got control for many, many years and enriched themselves. Now they've moving back toward limited democracy. But one of the things that I don't understand is when you are a, call yourself a journalist and you go into these conflicts and these civil wars, don't expect immunity. You're a target. You're a prime target. And why these people are complaining that they have been targeted, they should realize that journalists who are worth their salt, you know, brave the bullets, brave the bombs, brave the bricks, brave the sticks, all of that to get the story. And stop complaining. You know, it's a risk of the it's an occupational risk. If you don't want to put yourself at risk, don't go in those areas. Don't cover those stories. And if you are attacked, try to protect yourself. But during the civil rights and the Vietnam protests here in the United States, journalists were targeted, news people. I'm not approving of it. I've seen it happen. I've been targeted. But you realize that if you're going to put on that press pass, I don't think it's going to give you immunity from being attacked by whoever who's involved in the situation in that particular civil unrest, uprising, revolution, civil war, what have you. So it should be a badge of honor, a little bit of blood or a brick in your head, which is a lot of guys have survived, so stop complaining. Now, the other thing, we will have who I consider Chicago's best political journalist. He's been around for 50 years. I knew Mike Royko. He got mad at me at the Democratic Convention. I'll tell you about that story another day. Anyway, we hope to have him as a guest on Wednesday, and he will talk about what I consider and what political cognoscenti consider the best politics in America, not the panty politics that are practiced out here on the West Coast, but where you have great characters like Patty Baller, the bartender, whose claim to fame, besides being a Chicago alderman, was Chicago ain't ready for reform, and they may not be ready this time with Rahm Emanuel. But anyway, he will give us an update on Illinois politics, and of course it's important because of Barack Obama, that's his adopted state. So we'll end with what is real reality of politics in America, politics and culture.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey,
Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Need a game for children.
Dallas, politics or poker? Which is more important?
Yeah, which is more important? This is Peter Paul Brazola. See you Wednesday. Thank you for listening. And this will be up on the web.